Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You tune in to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International and Simulcast on Sirius FM. This morning, I am so excited to have such a vibrant guest in studio with me. Someone who shares my passion for youth empowerment, for mommy and daddy empowerment, and someone who's got the zest for loving and who's just so bubbly. And to think that this is the first time I'm meeting you. So what are we going to be talking about today is eat right, love right. So I'm sure, you know, listeners are thinking, you know, oh, not another diet program, not another program about them telling us that you must eat lots of veggies, and we're so tired of this because we're bombarded with information about eating holistically, eat this, don't eat this, put away the aloo that we all grew up with, no more rotis. No, we're not going to be telling you all of this. I promise you, we are not going to be telling you all of this. The aim of today's show is a reminder. I always say, firstly, a reminder for myself and then for our listeners, that just remember, you are what you eat, which is the truth. You are what you eat. If you're going to fill yourself up with sugars and carbs, and then when you're sitting with a pot belly, don't blame anyone else but yourself. If you are very, very overexcited, if you have a personality where you are hyper, I don't think having that last piece, a bit of ice cream or that last piece of apple pie is going to help. It's just going to make things even worse for you. But practical things that we can implement in our diets, practical things that we can do in our lives to make lives easier for parents and educators first, and then for children. Because remember, children learn more from what we do than what we say. So, you know, practice makes perfect. We're also inviting listeners to please call us on 011-854-1548. If there's a mummy or a daddy out there that has something that's working for them, if you have a child who's very, very hyperactive and you figured out a way to keep them calm without using medication, please do call us and let us know about it. So inshallah, we're going to be started with my guest from Benoni, Auntie Razia Jada, who is a health and wellness coach. She's very passionate about empowering our listeners of how to just take things that you already have in your cupboards. Am I right, Auntie Razia?
Exactly.
Things that you have in your grocery cupboards, things that you have in your kitchen, and just making things simple for yourself, for your children, and inshallah, at the end of all of this, we can have a hassle-free home. Inshallah, no tantrums, no sugar rush, and no headaches, hopefully. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International, Auntie Razia Jada.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me, Sister Aisha.
Barakallahu feekum, only a pleasure. I need to ask you something. What motivated you to become a health and wellness coach?
Okay, it was actually something that happened in our family. This happened about 12 years ago. My husband was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. At the time, we were not eating correctly. We were doing what everybody is doing today. That's why I'm so passionate about empowering people to take control of their health. When it happened to us, we didn't really take control immediately. We did what everyone else does.
Which is,
we ate wrong, we drank wrong, and we put the wrong chemicals on our body in terms of lotions and creams and it. And then when you get sick, you run to the doctor and you expect them to fix you with one magic pill. There is no such thing. You have to take control, and we have to turn back to Mother Nature. Allah has created us, and Allah alone provided all the nutrients in the food for what we need. So when we got sick, we went to the doctor, and the doctor sent us to a neurologist. And the neurologist said, well, there's no cure for this condition. In 3 years' time, you will be in a wheelchair. And the only thing you can do is to do cortisone treatment. You have an overactive immune system. We've got to suppress it. We'll try and halt the condition, but it's going to progress. So we listened to the doctor, and we did the cortisone for 3 years. And slowly my husband declined and declined and declined. And after 3 years, I said, enough is enough. There has to be an answer out there. And I started to research nutrition. And we just changed our diet slowly but surely, not everything one time. Because if you do everything one time, you just get overwhelmed. And this is too much, and I can't keep it up. So we started to do things slowly, slowly, gave up the cold drinks, change of food. You know, we just have to go back to eating what our great-grandparents ate. Really, it's as simple as that. You know, you're talking of spices in the kitchen. People have so many spices in their kitchen. Honestly, they need a spice rack. I stick to the basics. Dana, jiru, chili, ginger, garlic. Really, that's what our grandmothers cooked with, isn't it?
And they turned out fine.
And they didn't have all these sicknesses. So now you get all these 101 different spices for chicken spice and steak spice and all these things. And it all adds up. You must look at the labels. And when you see what's in the labels, that's you realize what you're putting into your body.
No, very interesting. You're saying, you know, my family and I were eating what everyone else is doing. That's what you just said. Growing up, and I'm sure my parents can attest to this, when they were growing up, you know, we used to have food drenched in ghee and aloo. I mean, aloo is in everybody's diet. When it comes to potatoes, who doesn't like potatoes? Who doesn't like roti? Who doesn't like white bread? But when we look now at diets and all the, the diagnosis that is coming, that this is bad for you, that is bad for you. So your advice to our listeners, that sometimes what we look for is, instead of like what people do, they just look for a quick fix or like a magic pill. A lot of us have this very bad habit where we consult Dr. Google. And then Dr. Google will give you hundreds of different websites that you can go to. And we read a few of them and, oh, I think I have this. Or I think my child has this. Or I think my nephew or niece has this. And then we go into panic mode. And we put this child through so much of stress going to this doctor and doing this blood test when, at the end of the day, maybe your child is just a bit of a hyperactive. I mean, we grew up being very hyper and being naughty and just doing things that children do. And nobody knew of the terms ADHD at that time. Everyone just said, oh, this one is a little bit wild. No sweets and ice creams at night. Probably get maybe a slap or something and go to sleep. Am I correct?
You know what, actually, Bibi Aisha, it's not so much that we have changed so much over the time. It's more the quality of our food have changed. Mm. So we don't get enough nutrients. The one apple we eat today, we need to eat actually five to be equivalent to the one our grannies ate. So the nutrients in the farming of those days was much better. So the children got better nutrition from the little food they were eating. So they were not constantly hungry, constantly snacking. If you give your body the correct nutrition, you feel automatically you're full. You are not craving. You're not asking for this. And the body is actually asking for certain things, asking mostly for nutrients. But instead, it sends a wrong signal. And, you know, the child would say, I want a snack. I want a biscuit. I want cold drink. I want ice cream. They don't actually know what to ask for. So, yes, it is giving them a sugar rush. And all these processed foods. And then we come to the chemicals. The chemicals have been only introduced around the 80s. So glyphosate is a terrible chemical, and that has been sprayed on all our wheat. That's why you find everyone has stomach issues these days. Every second person has Crohn's, they have IBS. It's all coming from the chemical sprayed on our food.
What have you noticed about the changes among the youth today? I mean, do you think, is it now the generation of the pill-popping generation, the generation of instant gratification? What are your thoughts?
Definitely, like I said earlier, whether it's the youth or the parents or the kids, everybody wants a quick fix. You know, you want that pill, it's going to sort out my child, but it's not always the answer. A medication has its place in nature, but like I say, if a BM breaks down, you're not going to go to a Toyota dealership to fix it. If your Merc breaks down, you're not going to go to the bicycle shop to fix it. So when there's something wrong with your body, turn back to nature. Allah has created you and He has created the different nutrients for the body. So go back to nature. Ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? What am I eating wrong? Just make slow changes. Cut down the cold drinks. Cut down the hydrogenated fats. Change your diet day in and day out. But one thing at a time. Don't overwhelm the family and you will definitely see. Alhamdulillah, the results. It's now going on 12 years. My husband is on no medication. We don't have a medical aid. We don't go to doctors. We don't get sick. And this was from being diagnosed, or you're going to land in a wheelchair and there's nothing we can do to help you.
But in all honesty, we just going to just remind our listeners that there are conditions where medication is necessary.
Yeah, I said exactly.
Right? It is necessary. You know, patients need to go to the doctors. We're just asking you that when you go to a doctor and if your child has been diagnosed with a particular ailment, very important that you do the treatment. Very important that you take the medication. But also, please ask what diet would be suitable for my child. as well as using this medication.
Exactly. You can always
get... can't just cut out the medication or cut out the medical aspect. We always have to do that imbalance.
Exactly. But you can always supplement with medication. So you can balance of both of them. You're getting the best of both worlds.
Definitely.
Some can do without it. Some have to have it. But like I say, you need to supplement at least to be able to balance out there. And then again, the youth, like we said, the youth of today, you know, it's social media. It's on the cell phone the whole time. No one is getting any fresh air. No one's getting sunshine. No one is getting oxygen to their brains. Honestly, I think, you know, by the time we were young, at 5 o'clock, everybody was outside playing kiribaka and all those games that you played. You got sunshine, you got fresh air.
And you got exercise.
Exercise, oxygen to the brain.
Okay, now we're talking about young children. First thing in the morning, especially, I'm sure, weekends, when, you know, after Fajr Salah, parents want to sleep in a bit because they're probably tired. And that's the morning when your young one will wake up early and, "Mommy, what's for breakfast? I'm hungry." And sometimes these children become so independent, they go themselves into the kitchen and just take out whatever cereal is there. Am I correct?
Exactly, but you know, that's way past my time now.
Okay.
When my kids are all grown up, like I said, we made the mistake when my kids were growing up, and alhamdulillah, I've now taught my daughter, and she's got a 3.5-year-old and a baby, and it's, you know, you don't even start with small children, you start from baby. And she started, like I said, a baby, she started the first food off was avo. You start them with healthy fats, you start them with green foods. So if you have the cereals in the house, they're going to get it. If you know you want to sleep in on a Saturday, make a healthy snack. Make some healthy pancakes or something, some brownies. Leave it in the oven. They're going to get up and go
brownies?
For them. I've got an amazing brownie.
You're going to share a brownie recipe with
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Because you're telling me brownies for breakfast. I'm thinking chocolate sauce with it. I'm thinking ice cream, and you're talking healthy.
I'm talking gluten-free made with black beans.
Okay, so you're going to give us a recipe just now.
Inshallah.
So, you know, for the moms and dads that are listening, they better get their notes. Because after the ad break, we're going to get a brownie recipe that's healthy. I'm sure all the young listeners that are tuning in today want your phone number, that's for sure. Brownies for breakfast.
Brownies for breakfast. No, not with ice cream.
Not with ice cream. Okay. I was trying my luck there.
Okay.
Again, we're talking about, you know, overactive children as compared to children who are just happy and excited. Also, a big mistake nowadays is when, again, we run to Dr. Google and we're like, "My child can't sit still, that person's child is sitting fine," or, "My son was okay, but my daughter just can't concentrate. Could she have ADHD? Do you think we are becoming a generation that just self-diagnoses and starts panicking and puts our children through that whole panic?
I think we are. And I think another thing, our parents are comparing their children with other parents on social media, probably with their friends' parents, with other children at school. Five fingers are different, so your five children are going to be different, right? And kids are going to run around, and they're going to make a noise. That is normal. But, you know, and they said they're not sleeping well, but have you ever seen, maybe like after a day out, sports day, you know, when they go on a sports day, they come home, they're so tired, and they sleep so well. That is how their everyday should be. They should be able to play outside. You know, you see 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds sitting with their tablet for hours on end. I've walked into places where I've seen those children glued to the screen. That is really unhealthy. That's the change we need to make. So they have this instant gratification, and, you know, what they see is just in front of them. So when they go to school, they can't concentrate because now they must sit and listen to it. Their mind is going off, you know. And then another thing, we come to that breakfast. So every parent I've asked for, "What is your child having for breakfast?" And the first thing is cereal, or the child is too nervous and not eating. So cereals carbs convert to glucose. Glucose is sugar. So your child is going to school on pure sugar. I tell them, you might as well stir 2 teaspoons sugar in water and give your child that. Don't even bother to give them all, because cereal is carbs. The milk is milk lactose, and in there they put 1 to 2 teaspoons sugar, so the child is already on a sugar high. Now, I don't know if you've heard this term called hangry.
Hangry. Okay, tell us what is hangry.
Okay, so now they hangry at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Hangry, I think most of the moms will know hangry if they it describes them at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when you come home and you're so angry and irritated, you just want that cup of tea and that biscuit, which turns into 4, 5, 6, 7 biscuits. Yes. You know what tennis biscuits, when you open a packet, you can't stop at once. Yes. So when you get that sugar into your system, you now feel, okay, now I can deal with you all. I had my cup of tea and I had my biscuits. So that's that hangry. You're sort of angry and you're hungry at the same time.
And then it's break time at school and then they open their lunch boxes and the lunch box is filled with more sugar where there's sweets and chocolates and yogurt and maybe fruits that have lots of sugar and Nutella sandwiches. And then you have a teacher that is not just hangry, but a teacher who's on the brink of running out of their classroom screaming to say, I can't deal with this because I'm dealing with 40 children who are on a sugar high.
Exactly. So, and I mean, the child can't now concentrate. So the child is irritated and starts wandering around the class and the children, you know, they start disrupting the class. Like you said, the teacher will get irritated. All I did was change their nutrition, change their breakfast, and you can see the difference. Now, in the old days, our soil had a mineral called chromium. That would regulate your sugar. So even for people that are diabetic, chromium regulates your sugar level. So now they have a stable sugar level. They're not crashing at 9, 10 o'clock. That's why we never suffered with concentration problems at school. Our nutrients came from our food. Today, the food is so depleted. Our soil is so depleted. Our farming methods are so bad. And that the best quality of our food is being exported. So the children are suffering the most. And then they label ADHD and they need to be put on a drug. There's so much you can try before you get to that stage.
Mm-hmm. And careful also caution, you know, to parents, to caregivers, even to educators. Again, reminded to myself that diagnosing children with ADHD or anything is not our job to do. We are not the professionals, that we leave to the medical professionals. But obviously, if all else fails when it comes to holistic alternatives, when I'm sure behavior is monitored over a period of time and things are not changing, then obviously the next option would be go to a medical professional to get the diagnosis.
They always have to go, you know, to find out what is wrong. It's because if it's not even ADHD, sometimes it could be a tumor. Sometimes there could be something else wrong. So you have to check whether you're adult or a kid. If there's something not right, check yourself out with a medical doctor so you at least know where you're headed.
Most definitely. And we don't realize that how much diet play, what a big role diet plays. You know, also at schools, when it comes to exam time, obviously children need to be sitting for a long time. They need to be concentrating. And that late night snacks when they're studying actually hampers the concentration when they need to be performing.
That sugar stays in the system for at least 24 hours. So another two things which is very, very important is if you come, like I say, you go back to your foods, you'll find cocoa, and we're looking good quality cocoa. And cacao has cognitive functions in there. So if they are taking something with cocoa and cacao, but not too much sugar, so, you know, not the chocolate drinks that have sugar as well, they will find an improvement in their concentration. Go for your probiotics, go for your B vitamins. Those are things that's going to assist you in, you know, you talk of the brain-gut connection. So health and disease starts with the gut. So any condition you have, always start with your gut. You know, you get that gut feeling, something's going wrong. It's because of the brain-gut connection. So start with your gut, start with your probiotics. That manufactures the B vitamins. B vitamins is so important for your brain.
Almonds as a snack. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I've got a fantastic almond bar recipe. So it's made with almonds, it's made with rolled oats, it's made with coconut oil. It's made with all healthy ingredients, so with honey shifa, yes, dates in there. You make this almond bars, you give it a light coating of real chocolate. So the child comes there and the child wants to eat sweet things and you give them. And yet when you're giving them something with almonds, it's so funny because it's a healthy fat. We know badam. Badam is good for the brain. We used to hear badam milk, drink badam milk. But you know, we've moved so far from the old days. When I was growing up, I mean, we used to stop over at the farmer on Saturdays for fresh milk. We used to make the entire urn full of ghee. Right? You say, we used to eat ghee. My dad actually I remember growing up at school, I used to make for him roti and eggs every single day. Today they tell you you can't have more than 2 eggs and you can't have more than 3 eggs.
And you should not be eating roti every day.
My dad had roti and eggs every single morning, but it was the quality of the food in those days. And alhamdulillah, he's over 90 and he's still driving a car. So it shows the food in the old days. If you give your child a good start when they're small, you will see the difference as they grow up.
And also the lifestyle in the old days is where people were much more active than we are today. But we're going to talk about all of that after the ad break. I think, you know, the recipe that you just shared just now, like very, very fast. Okay. I'm going to ask you after the ad break if you can just give us that recipe again. You said like almond bars. So after the ad break, you're going to share that with us and the brownie recipe. And then we're going to also be talking about what is a holistic lifestyle for children. Please, if you have any questions for Auntie Razia Jada, please do call us on 011-854-1548. After the ad break. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You're back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International and also simulcast on Sirius FM. If you have anything that you'd like to ask Auntie Razia Jada about healthy eating, healthy living, please do call us on 011-854-1548 if you want to share your thoughts with us. If you are the parent of a child that is hyperactive, not diagnosed by a doctor with ADHD, but just hyperactive, what are you doing to make that child concentrate? What diet have you put that child on? Please share your recommendations with us. We would really appreciate it. Now, okay, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
Sister Sadia from Indonesia.
Okay, Sister Sadia, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah.
Shukran.
And you people?
I'm well. I'm very, very well. I'm so excited to hear about a brownie recipe just now. Okay. Do you have something you would like to share with us?
Okay. My daughter is now 11 years old. She was diagnosed with ADHD at age 7, as well as underlying depression and anxiety. So initially, as parents, we were so skeptical and so afraid to start any treatment, but we had to do something because our child was bouncing off the walls. She had all the symptoms of an ADHD kid. We had her assessed by 2 psychiatrists and 3 psychologists, and she did have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ADHD basically is a chemical imbalance in the brain. Whether the child is not born with it or some trauma the child experienced during pregnancy or in the mother's womb, that is not anything that can be ascertained. So anyways, with time, we said, okay, we have to get her treatment. We were so afraid to start anything because, you know, when you hear Ritalin, everybody tells you zombie-like and the child is going to get so sick. But we said we have to try it for ourselves because, I mean, what have we got to lose? And with regards to the mild depression, she was also put on antidepressants, a very small dose.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, she was 8 years old, and having an 8-year-old on antidepressants is a bit unnerving as a mother and a father.
Definitely.
I mean, we didn't know what to do. But anyways, we started with the entire treatment, and as time went along, we realized that the antidepressants weren't working. And maybe it was too mild, but then we said, no, we cannot have our 8-year-old daughter on antidepressants. So we took her off it, but she continued on the Ritalin for about 2 years. So for 1 year, she was like on and off, given only during school days, on the holidays and weekends, we took breaks. And then we realized, you know what, we are messing up this child's brain, so let's go more consistent with it, as in Sunday to Sunday. And we continued with the Ritalin, and with time, my daughter lost about 15 kilos. She became thin. She became lethargic. Every day she comes home from school, she had headaches, tummy cramps. Although the Ritalin did help her to focus at school a lot better, but she was a miserable child. And with every high comes a low. So when the Ritalin wore off around, say, 6 in the evening, my child was like a dead child. She was in so much of pain. Then we said, no, we need to stop this now. I mean, this is no life for a child and no life for parents. I mean, to see your child go through all that pain, it can be very traumatic. So finally, through social media and, you know, WhatsApp messages and Facebook posts, we came across Auntie Razia Jada. And I gave her a call one day. I was still skeptical because now we don't have any other alternative. And, you know, when you hear of putting your child on a healthy program
yes,
or something,
yes.
you feel scared, and you also feel a bit drained trying these things out because it's so scary. But anyways, I explained Auntie Razia everything, and she put us on this program. And then I said, okay, we're going to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, let's see what this nutrition is about. And then on my side, we did small little changes as well. We did research on the internet. I mean,
okay, sister, when you say you've done small little changes, if you can just share it with the listeners, what changes have you done?
Okay.
Or did you make?
After research on how nutrition can change your child's life, we did small little changes, like we cut out coldings. Not all at once, but over time, we cut down on the colding intake. And after noticing that, you know what, this child is drinking so much of Coke. Coke itself has so much of sugar in it. And this what adds to the hyperactivity in the child. And slowly, slowly, my daughter stopped colding on her own, and her behavior changed drastically. Apart from colding, the ice creams, everything was like limited. The sugar content in your potato chips, you know, your sambawala potato chips.
Okay, the other thing is with the lunches that you've preparing for your child, or the breakfast that you've been giving your child, what were you doing?
Okay.
If you can just tell us that very quickly.
Okay, basically we started on cocoa. Things with cocoa in, you know, the original good quality cocoa products, as Adjurazia mentioned.
Mm.
And, I mean, that was so amazing on its own as a shake. And it sort of made her more aware, more alert, and more alive. I mean, that dreary child at the end of the day was now gone. She was a different child altogether. And then we started introducing a bit more protein, so adding more eggs to her diet.
Okay, so obviously diet adds makes a huge difference.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then juices and coldings are a big no-no for an ADHD child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing, like, just watching what sugar can do. And having no sugar and taking things that sort of can cut your carbs and sugar cravings.
So a lot of the diet changes obviously made a huge difference.
Yes, yes.
Jazakallah so much for sharing all of that with us.
It wasn't everything all at once. It is done over time.
Yes, it will.
And now my daughter is now 11, and she's so used to everything now. And she herself won't overindulge.
Alhamdulillah. So simple changes in diet, like you say, takes done over a period of time, but the results do show.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your call.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Auntie Razia, brilliant. Brilliant.
You know, Sister Aisha, these moms, when it happens to their kids, they feel so isolated. They think there's something I did wrong as a mother. Why is my kid ADHD? Yes, to an extent, it is the diet. But, you know, I can help them. There is an answer out there, and it comes from nutrition. And alhamdulillah, Sadia's daughter has now taken part in the speech contest. She has, she's reading her four salas. Before, she was so disruptive to the whole family. Is disruptive if one child is disruptive.
That is true.
So the whole family is now really enjoying, you know, a calm atmosphere, and there's much love and
muhabbat
and blessings in the home.
And the good thing is that she's
off medication. She's off medication completely.
Yes, she's living as a normal
child. Yes, definitely.
She's not tired all the time.
No, not.
That's excellent. Okay, we're going to talk about a holistic lifestyle overall, and then you're going to share those recipes with us, please.
Okay.
Okay, so when we're talking about a holistic lifestyle for children, you know, very important, we talk about grounding. How often do you just go outside and take a walk on the grass, bare feet? How often do you go on the beach and actually just walk in the sand, write your name in the sand, let the, you know, that water come onto your toes? Obviously, if we're not living in coastal areas, we don't do it as often. But even in our gardens, if you don't have a garden, how often do people go to the park or visit a family member who has a pretty garden and say, I came to you, sit on your grass?
You know, Bibi Aisha, now scientists are finding out how earthing and grounding, how important it is. But our Nabi Salasam actually found this over 1400 years ago when he said to the Sahaba, he said, sometimes go barefoot and sometimes wear your sandals. So it shows, why did he tell them to go barefoot? To connect with the ground. It is so important. And my grandkids are barefoot every day on the grass. Alhamdulillah, you know, it's so important to get into the sun, to get direct sun, not just sitting in the house where it comes through the window. It has to be direct sun through through the lenses of the eyes. So they've got to get sun. They've got to play outside. They've got to get oxygen flowing through the blood, get it to the brain, get some fresh air. You know, now the children are so overwhelmed with all the homework and the projects at school that they come home, it's after Madrasa, we've got to do homework, and then they just want to sit with TV. There is no outside time. You've got to make outside.
They're tired.
They're physically drained. I mean, if parents are drained today, children are coming to be. My five-year-old is drained. Now imagine, like I said, it go back to, again, the nutrition is not what it was. That's why we need to supplement. And another thing is you find kids are stressed, but a lot of the times they are picking up the stress from their parents.
Yes.
So if a child sees a parent is stressed, you will find, you know, when the parents come to me and they say, my child is suffering from anxiety and stress. And the first thing I ask them, are you stressed as well? Says, yes, I do have a lot of stress. So I say, but you're showing it to your child unknowingly. You're showing it to your child and your child is picking up on that. So, you know, another thing is, Sadia was talking about the cold drinks. We see it. We see it every day. When they set the table for lunch and supper, what do?
The cold drink is first there.
Yet we are living in a country where we can drink water from the tap. In other countries, they cannot. We should be so thankful. Okay, it may not be the best quality, but at least it's drinkable. I mean, we drink the water. In other countries, you have to buy bottled water. But people will not drink water. They first put the cold drinks on the table. And that's where the sugar adds up and up and up.
Well, definitely. And also now when we're giving children treats, it doesn't always have to be a sweet. If you do this, I'll give you dessert. If you do this, I'll give you a sweet. How about if you do this, we'll go outside and play a game.
Exactly.
If you go this, we'll go hiking. We'll go fishing.
It's just how you bring them up. And another thing is, like, weekends, we sort of say it's a treat. A treat we're going to eat out. You know, why does a treat have to be we're going
food.
To eat? Why does it have to be a food? So you grow up with that. I treat myself with food. Like you said, let's treat ourselves. This week, we're all going out for hiking. We're all going out to go and play, find a ground where we can play ball or soccer or do something as a family. But don't always revolve around food, because they're going to grow up with that. And the wrong type of food, you know, picnics, all those are only junk food in there. Go back to eating the healthy way that was available to your grannies and grandparents, but not the processed foods of today.
Yeah, most definitely. Very important also, sleep.
Children are not sleeping
because that tablet is not far away, that cell phone's not far away. You know, parents are assuming that, you know, the door's closed, my child's sleeping, but if you have to peep there, you can see the light.
And you're not supposed to have that blue light for at least 2 to 3 hours before bed. So you've got to make sure you take it away from them. You know, like you say, you really, if your child is suffering from a condition, you need to take it away from them. Take that cell phone away, take the tablet away to make sure that when you close the door, they are not doing it again. And it's so, you know, and another thing is, I think a lot of the parents want to look at their phone and their tablets. So they give in to the kid. You'll be quiet while I answer my phone or I look at my tablet. Am I right or wrong?
Definitely.
So, you know, it's a hard battle. Today we're living in difficult times, but there is an answer. And the way the answer comes is you make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show me the way. And Allah will show you the way, whether it's through nutrition, whether it's through medication, whether it's through activities. But just ask for guidance. We were told to ask for a shoelace. So why not ask for guidance for whatever you want? And it comes your way.
And the best way is to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad.
Exactly.
Interesting, you know, again, health foods, you know, scientists have picked up this food has this benefit, or nutritionists have picked up this food has this benefit. But our beloved Nabi Muhammad encouraged this so many years ago.
Exactly.
Incorporate Sunnah foods in your diet.
Exactly. Just put those in, and the olive oil. That's something I have daily, like on top of my other greens. I will not do without olive oil. I will, you know, I love to have baby spinach daily. And you know, people don't want to exercise. Like you say, first start moving.
Yes.
You know, it's the remote control for this. So if you don't want to exercise, start moving. I had an initiative on my groups a couple of weeks ago where I said, has anyone not done any movement or exercise? And tons of them replied. So I said, okay, tonight at 8 o'clock, we're all going to march on the spot for 5 minutes. And because half of them couldn't even march for 3 minutes on the spot at 8 o'clock. That's how hard it was. You know, we neglect ourselves. And exercise is as important as nutrition.
And again, children are watching you. So
indulge
in the sunnah sport. So you make that intention that I'm following the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad. So you're getting sawab for that. And you spending quality time with your family.
Exactly, exactly.
We have to make that time. Okay, Auntie Razia, I think now you can share your two recipes with us.
I don't have the exact recipe. Yeah, I'll give you, they can join my WhatsApp group and there I'll give them the exact recipe in case I leave out the ingredient or what. But it's actually black beans because you know the amount of protein in a bean.
So we're talking about brownies,
black beans. You know, people get, doesn't sound that nice. It is actually really, really delicious, honestly.
And you didn't even bring a sample for me to taste.
I was so overwhelmed.
My engineer and I were waiting.
Inshallah. When I come again to Indonesia, I will bring some.
just
so
teasing you.
You know, it's just you like take a ton of black beans and then you blitz it with eggs. And you can add, if you want to go gluten-free, that's another thing people must be very careful of. People that want to go gluten-free, buy the ready gluten-free products. They are very high in carbs. Very high in carbs. You need to go more for the paleo or keto where you can get almond flour and coconut flour. That's a healthy option. So you blend the black beans with cocoa and cacao. We put Sadia was talking about our cocoa powder, special cocoa powder. We put that in there. We put eggs in there. I put coconut flour. I put some almond flour. I put baking powder. You make a brownie. You bake it. You put real chocolate in there. You cut it on real chocolate mixed with a little milk. Gives you a ganache. You put the ganache or a very thin layer. So the child is going to see, oh, there's chocolate. The first taste on the tongue will be, okay, there's chocolate. But the amount of benefits that come from there, there's coconut oil in there. It's a healthy fat. It's the carbs that come from beans is a slow-releasing carb. So the sugar is not going to spike. Besides that, it's a protein. It keeps you full for longer. You're getting the amino acids in there. You can put some crushed badam in there so you get even more benefits. And that's a good treat. Like I said, you make a tray of that, you leave it in the fridge or in the oven for Saturday morning, your child is going to run for a brownie instead of a ready processed cereal. So that's an alternative.
It's a creative idea. And the other one that you shared earlier, it was about the almond bars. Yes.
Also almonds, you just blitz almonds. You take in the food processor and you add about a cup of almonds. You add a cup of rolled oats. You would need a protein powder. So we've got a special pea protein powder because we go more for vegetable products. You put pea protein powder in there. You put some coconut oil in there. You put some chocolate chips. You put it in a pan. Tray. You also coat it with a light coating of chocolate. You cut it into bars and you leave it in the fridge. And they'll come in there and they take these little almond bars. Rolled oats is a slow-release carb. Almonds is healthy. Cocoa is healthy. So they're getting all these healthy options. And they feel fuller, quicker. So they're not going to keep snacking the whole day long.
And the good thing is also when all these delicious treats are being made, nothing says that the children cannot be included in the process of making it.
Exactly. They can come there and help to put in something. And then they feel they made the thing and they'll eat that instead of just, you know, snacking on chips in it. And put some popcorn in there. Put some fruit skewers, you know, drizzle a light coating of chocolate. Put out fruit skewers in the holidays. If they my daughter, they can follow her on Instagram. She goes as Barley's and Baby. She's got ideas there. She packs a box daily for my grandson, who's not even in school. A box with almonds and fruit and all the healthy snacks, so that when he asks for something, she says, go and open your snack box. And in the snack box is only healthy snacks.
And the thing is also, if we said, if you have a stressed mom or dad, then, you know, making those almond bars or these brownies would be a nice treat for teenagers to get back into their parents' good books if you were doing something wrong, and, you know, just get them to
and they feel it's a treat. Like you said, you know, they feel it's a treat, but they're learning now you have good treats and you have bad treats. So you can treat your child, but you treat them with the good treats. And it benefits their brains. It benefits the entire body. I have parents telling me my child is no more so hungry. My child is now seeing the difference and going towards good nutrition instead of reaching for the wrong things. Like Sadia said, instead of now reaching for the goal, her daughter has seen the benefits and now she will carry it through. And this is what I want to get out to the young moms there. Take care of your children from young. Introduce good habits to them now. Stop just putting anything on the table. Stop those cold rings. But sometimes it's hard when the moms want to stop it and the dads insist, no, I want my cold ring. This is how you love your child. You give them good Islamic upbringing and you give them a good education in healthy, because the body and the mind and the soul all is one. So to have a healthy soul, it a healthy body, your namaz, everything is much easier. Your whole life is easier.
And hence you have like a holistic
You have a holistic healthy.
Outlook.
And it's easy. You just do it one week at a time. You don't have to do everything all the time. So this week, I'm going to change cold drink 3 times a week. And next, after a month, 2 times a week. And after 3 months, we'll give it up and have it weekends. And sooner or later, you will get there. You can do it.
But this
you
all just, comes from the parents, obviously, because they're going to be
yes,
the ones
yes,
making
exactly.
the changes with your children.
With what? They just have to take this
Auntie
first
Josiah,
step.
Please share your contact details with us.
My cell number is 083-259-9879. So if anybody
wants... Please repeat that for us.
083-259-9879.
Okay, so if anyone has any questions relating to good nutrition, a balanced diet, or holistic lifestyle, please do contact Auntie Razia Jada. We look forward to having you with us on Radio Islam International on my show Youth Talk again soon in the future, inshallah ameen.
Inshallah,
and I think very, very important message that we need to just tell our parents and our listeners that the best ingredient to a happy, healthy lifestyle is to have a positive attitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that you have, because what you have, many other people are praying for. Make shukr for what you have. Have sabr to wait for the things that are important. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at your children, look at your family, look at everything that you have, and thank Allah for what it is that you have. Because like I said, what we take for granted, many other people are praying for. Once that attitude is positive and we live with an attitude of shukr and sabr, everything else falls into
Alhamdulillah,
place.
Alhamdulillah.
Everything else falls into place. On behalf of myself and my engineer, Shuaib, inshallah, we hope that you have a beautiful week ahead. Please remember us in your du'as. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Next week, we're going to be speaking about mind moves. Think about what that means, mind moves, and we'll tell you more about that next week, Saturday, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.